This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Mark Daly. Mark is the CEO of the Gunnison Valley Hospital in Utah, a great leader who's had a remarkable career. I think he's been CEO now at Gunnison Valley for about 10 years. Mark, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
I'd be happy to. I'm a Utah native. I've spent all my career in Utah with the exception of about 10 years that I was living in Idaho, working in Ontario, Oregon for Catholic Health Initiatives. I graduated from graduate school at BYU. I actually went there with the intention of becoming a city manager, but that didn't seem to be a good plan at the time I was going to school. Federal and state employment seemed to be on the downturn. So there was a healthcare track, and that sounded interesting. So I did that. I guess in hindsight, I probably would have gone to an MHA program had I known that's what I wanted to do, but it worked out fine. I felt like I got a good education, went to work for Intermountain Healthcare right out of graduate school, worked for them for about 15 years, then went to work for a small rural hospital management company, was located first in Tooele, Utah, and then in Nephi, Utah. And then I went up to, as I mentioned, we lived in Fruitland, Idaho, but I worked in Ontario, Oregon for Catholic Health Initiatives. They sold the hospital I was working at, and I actually worked outside of healthcare for a year, and then this job came open, and it was a good opportunity to get back to Utah, closer to family, and especially grandchildren. And so we came back, and we've been here ever since.
Well, magnificent. And where is Gunnison Valley in Utah? Where is that? And tell us a few points of pride in the hospital, too.
Okay, I'll be happy to. Yeah, Gunnison is there. There are two main roads that went through Utah. One was Highway 91, and one was US 89. I-15 followed US 91, and 89 is on the other side of the mountains from that. So we're about an hour and a half south of Provo, right smack in the middle of the state. Richfield is the next closest, somewhat larger city, but it's a beautiful area. Lots of outdoor recreation and things to do.
How far from Salt Lake? How far from Salt Lake is it?
About 2 hours, depending, of course, on the traffic. We always leave ourselves about 45 minutes extra in case you run into traffic. So we're either really early for meetings in Salt Lake, or we're late because of traffic. So,
and are you part of? You're not part of Intermountain. Are you independent?
We are. We're a service district hospital, part of Santee County, but we don't get any financial support from the county. We're completely independent in that way. Our board is selected by the towns that make up the service district, although our board actually has the final say on who comes on the board. So we have six members that come from the service district, and then our chief of staff is a member of the hospital.
In terms compete of our, with Intermountain, do you guys compete with Intermountain or not so much? Or,
yeah, both. They've been very good to us in a lot of ways. And then there are two Intermountain hospitals in our area, one about 30 miles to the south and one about 30 miles to the north. So we do compete with them for some services, but they've also been pretty good to us in terms of allowing us to participate in some of their outreach services, some of their telehealth services. So they're by far the dominant system in Utah, but they also own a bunch of rural hospitals, so they seem to have a pretty good understanding of what rural healthcare is all about.
Yes, a few points of pride in Gunnison Valley. In
okay, well, we're consistently a 5-star hospital. I think there's only been one quarter in the last 5 or 6 years that we've been a 4-star. All the rest of the time we've been a 5-star hospital. We've actually been named as one of the top 100 critical access hospitals probably 3 or 4 years in a row now. And then I'm always very proud of our turnover rate. We have a turnover rate in the 5-8% rate range. So our employees like working here. It's like a big family. That's one of the advantages, I think, of working in a rural facility. And they take very, very good care of our patients and the people that we serve. So I guess those are the three points I'd mention.
Fantastic. And talk a little bit. You're a BYU guy, you know, and some people are football fans, some are not. Steve Young fan, Jim McMahon fan, or neither?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a I've always been a big BYU fan, especially in football, except when I was living in Idaho. And then you sort of have to drink the Boise State Kool-Aid or else you're kind of an outcast. So I started cheering for Boise State, although I did keep an eye on BYU. But when we moved back, I rekindled the flame. I actually went to school when Jim McMahon was playing at BYU and followed his career. I have to tell kind of a funny story. I was watching a TV special one night on Jim McMahon when he was going to school, and they were talking about the tough curriculum that he was going through, and they showed this Korean literature class, and every person in that class was a football player. So not to doubt
the way of the world, right?
Yeah, not to doubt
they were taking their school seriously.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not questioning their intent, but it did look a little suspicious. But anyway, yeah, I loved watching him play. Steve Young is I think everybody's favorite BYU quarterback, and loved watching him play in both the college and in the pros. So,
You're a Bears fan, if you're a Bears fan like we are, then Jim McMahon's your favorite BYU quarterback. But if you're a BYU
I'm not
guy,
a Bears.
You're really
I'm
BYU
not a
guy,
Bears. Yeah, I'm not a Bears fan.
So you've had ultimately a terrific career as a leader. What advice would you give to emerging leaders? What are a couple pieces of advice you'd give to emerging leaders?
Oh, it's a good question. I thought a lot about that. Learn everything you can from the people around you. I think when the time comes that you're in a position that you can do it, surround yourself with the very best people you can find and then let them do their job. Be available to them to help them solve problems or to clear hurdles. And I feel it's important to treat everyone with kindness and compassion. Not everybody's going to make it in healthcare. Not everybody's going to be part of your team, but I think everybody should be given a chance and find out for sure whether if people who aren't performing, if it's an ability issue, can you help them get that ability? If it's an attitude issue, can you help change that attitude? And if you can't, then the best thing you can do is help them to find somewhere else to work. But this is an intriguing field. It's changed. I've been in it for over 40 years now, and it's changed dramatically in that 40 years. But it's still a great career to be a part of. There will always be a need for healthcare. Be creative, I think, is another thing that people need to be. That's something that I've struggled with all my career, but I think you need to look for new options. You've probably heard, as I have, that the old saying that you can't solve today's problems with the same level of thinking that created them in the first place. So you've got to look for new ways to deal with some of the challenges that are in healthcare now. I don't know if that made any sense, but that's...
No. It's sort of the same concept of insanity is trying to do the same thing over and over again that hasn't worked. It's the same sort of
right.
concept.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, they're expecting different results, which we seem to do a lot in healthcare, at least in the financial
it's just
side
such so many good things are done in the American healthcare system, and yet it's such a segmented and challenging challenging system as well, and it's an expensive system. So it is what it is. There's so many positives and so many challenges, and it's but you're dealing with the country with 330 million people. It's a large, large country, so it's not easy.
And, you know, that's right.
Mark, I want to thank you for joining us. Just a pleasure visiting with you. What a great career, and I appreciate you indulging me on the BYU football questions, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity.